friends from Shalimar on Gen X Radio Suffolk. Now, we all know the power of music to make a difference to our happiness. In fact, we've built a whole radio station, haven't we, around the idea of songs that make you feel good. And it's so important that our young people get the chance to build a love of music. And the Suffolk County Music Service are one of the groups responsible for trying to do that, working as the lead partner in the Suffolk Music Hub. Tracy Rayner spoke to me earlier this week to tell me more, and I started by declaring my hand as a fellow primary school teacher.
That was my background too. I started as a primary teacher with a music specialism. I was music coordinator in a primary school for 10 years before kids.
And is that what got you into working in this field then?
It is. I started working for the Suffolk County Music Service as a classroom peripatetic just after I had my first baby. It was the most amazing job. I'd always wanted to teach music all day, every day, and it just seemed like the perfect opportunity. So I got into it then. I was lucky enough to be appointed to interview, and I've never looked back. It's been the most enormous fun.
And how many years ago was that?
Oh, longer ago than I did.
Longer ago than you care to mention on the radio.
I'm the longest in tooth in the music service, but it's been amazing all the way through.
But the music service itself has been going for quite some time, has it?
It has. We're trying to find out exactly how long at the moment, because several music services are celebrating their 75th anniversary. I remember back over 30 years, the previous head or two heads of services ago was in post for 35 years. So we've certainly been going for all that time. But I have a feeling that we might have started in the 1950s. There was a push for such things then.
Wow, that's unbelievable. So it just shows for how long people have recognised the value of this sort of work. But what's the link between the Music Service and the Music Hub? Because we hear about both of those names.
The Music Hub is funded by the Arts Council and has sort of music to sort of support whatever is going on in music in Suffolk. The Music Service is the lead partner in the Hub. So we work with partners to try and deliver a really fantastic offer for music across the county. And the Music Service being the lead partner in that has a big role to play.
The vision is very simple, isn't it? It's about getting young people, children, to love music, to get them inspired, to get them enjoying it, and to get them really focusing on all the benefits that it can bring.
That's absolutely right. That's the entire mission. And in fact, there is a new national plan for music that has just come out, which focuses even more than the old national plan for music on making high quality music happen for kids in and out of school. It's well worth a read. It was published in June 2021.
And that's what makes it all the more sad, I guess, that music appears to be an area where schools face a lot of cuts or they don't really have people who can deliver it in the way that it should be done. So what do you think are the main benefits and why are you so passionate about making sure the county's children get access to this?
Oh, music is one of those subjects that succeeds where a lot of things can't. It's a great leveller in terms of one thing that you see particularly in schools is that kids can engage with it when sometimes they find other areas of the curriculum challenging. It's a great method of empowering people. It's a great thing to give you your self-belief and self-worth. And as we know from lockdown, it certainly has amazing benefits for mental health and well-being. It's an academic subject, but it's also it's a music for life. It's a life long passion, skill, support, whatever you want to call it. It's an entitlement, you know, so that's simply what every child needs to have in Suffolk.
And of course, we've got to find the next Ed Sheeran because he's not going to go on forever.
Well, I have a feeling there's lots of Ed Sheerans out there. If you go into the high schools and listen to the concerts, there's some amazing talent. Yeah. You know, some of it's homegrown, some of it's kids in bedrooms frantically practicing and trying to get that sound. You know, some of it's kids who've had music, what you'd call classical music training, who are just branching out and finding different things. The amount of multi-tracking that went on during lockdown for musicians who thought, I'll just give this a go. Nobody's looking. It's a safe space. Mm.
It was a good time for creativity, wasn't it? Despite all the negativity that came with it. But just looking at your website here, Tracy, you've got so many different aspects of your work, haven't you? You've got instrument hire and purchase, music lessons. The teacher's choir was one I was particularly drawn to, with a bit of a background in that sort of thing myself. How many teachers have you got involved in that?
Well, at the moment, the teacher's choir isn't running. We're hoping to start it up again. It's a contentious subject, really, because the whole lockdown thing was something like singing, where you're so focused on doing things in person.
Yeah.
You know, that's the connection. We found it really hard, and we haven't been in a position to start it again since.
I see.
There's a lot of interest out there, and we're hoping to start it up in the next academic year.
Oh, excellent. So there's a bit of a plug for that then come September.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
And I know you do lots of work with schools as well, and that was one of the reasons why we wanted to get you on today, to hear a bit more about the Whole Class Ensemble Teaching Festival with events coming up in June. Tell us a bit more about that.
Oh, yes, that's absolutely right. We have got a huge festival coming up in June. 10 full days full of kids making music and a concert at the end. We're going to be making music with about 2,500 Key Stage 2 pupils in a couple of weeks. And this is to celebrate the culmination of their very first year of learning an orchestral or other instrument as a class. So one of the things that we do as a music service is we go into schools, we send a tutor into schools, and they work with whole classes of kids. We also give the school a free set of instruments, which can be clarinets, can be flutes, it can be recorders, it can be ukuleles, guitars, violins, cellos, whatever. And they learn that all together for a year. You know, they have a lot of fun along the way. They don't just do the instrument, they do singing, they do games, and we get to celebrate in a couple of weeks everything that they've achieved. So we have a shared set of repertoire, four amazing pieces, of which one is Katy Perry's Rule, which always goes down well. And, you know, we're all going to be playing the same music at the same time and get to share it with parents and friends.
So children, parents, grandchildren, carers, all coming along to this event. And I think you're working with over 70 schools across the county as well, aren't you?
We are. Yeah, all primary schools. You know, some of them are sending, some of them are tiny, tiny schools, and they're sending us 15 pupils to participate in a concert of 350 kids. Some of them are schools which are sending four classes. So they're sending 120 kids from their school.
Wow. You know,
so huge mix of schools and areas, and they all get to talk to each other, and the teachers mix, and the kids mix, and we all sing and play together. It's fabulous.
It sounds amazing. Yes, I can see you've got events happening in Ipswich, in Bury, in Lowestoft as well, and then back to some of those places as well to make sure that as many people as possible can get involved. And the performance sounds so exciting and inspiring, that one that's coming up at the end. And I think really ties together all those ideas that you were referencing earlier about just giving the children the best possible experience and hooking them into the power of music, which we wholly subscribe to here on this radio station. We love our music, as you can imagine.
Oh, I'm so glad we got to chat. Yes, absolutely.
Tracy, all the best with it. I hope it all goes really well. And thanks for explaining more about your work.
No problem. I hope we get to chat again.
It's Tracy Rainat from Suffolk County Music Service, which is the lead partner in Suffolk Music Hub. So great to chat to her and hear more about the important work they're doing to inspire the county's children to be music lovers. You never know, we might even get some more listeners for Gen X Radio Suffolk as a result, if all goes well.